All I can think of is the 2008 Rush Limbaugh parody, Who'll Stop McCain? Nobody did, damn it. Until President Obama. You've had a thing for CCR lately, or is that just me? No, you don't think so? Jason's classic cut, Who'll Stop the Rain? Creedence Clearwater Revival. Okay. I have to mention this quickly, and then we're going to get to a what is right and what is wrong topic. Yesterday, of course, we spent a lot of time talking about the rank hypocrisy of liberals who are going to sit on their hands after learning that Mary Burke's family company, Trek Bicycle, hasn't paid corporate taxes in more than 30 years. Now, saying that has that factor to it, that liberals have applied to other corporations when you realize it deals with that they're structured as an S corp, not a C corp. And anyway, it's legal. But this is the type of thing that liberals have ripped on and ripped on and ripped on other companies. Republican Party of Wisconsin has just issued a release pointing out that Trek violates a plank in the state Democratic Party platform. It goes like this. It is immoral to overtax those less able to pay while the wealthy are taxed too little as a percentage of income. We call on the state legislature to make corporate taxes on par with the national average. American companies have an obligation to our nation to be established here at home, follow our labor and environmental laws, and pay taxes for the good of the commons. It is ironic, writes the RPW, that Democratic Party bosses went to extreme lengths to clear the field for a candidate who represents everything they oppose, said Joe Fadness, executive director. Wisconsin Democrats should think twice about having a candidate for governor who refuses to provide answers to important questions on why Trek hasn't paid corporate taxes in over three decades and exactly how many jobs have been outsourced overseas. Pour it on. And third-party groups, liberated now with the John Doe on stopped in its tracks, should beat this to death. All right. I want to share something with you. We're going to share a couple of things. Jason, pull that story up, but I'm going to do something else over here first. ESPN has their annual athletic awards known as the ESPYs. One of the ESPYs is really not an athletic award per se, but it's other than the obvious, it's awarded to an athlete. It is the Arthur Ashe Award. I'm an Arthur Ashe fan because my older sister is a big tennis fan. She's a big Arthur Ashe fan. And I really learned about Arthur Ashe through her. The Ashe Award, the Arthur Ashe Award, is one of the most prestigious in sports. This is from ESPN's own website. Recipients, now you need to listen to what the Arthur Ashe Award is very carefully, because I'm going to ask you a question. There will be a quiz, so take copious notes. Go look up copious later. The Arthur Ashe Award is one of the most prestigious in sports. Recipients reflect the spirit of Arthur Ashe, possessing strength in the face of adversity, courage in the face of peril, and the willingness to stand up for their beliefs no matter what the cost. The award is inspired by the life that Ashe lived, using his fame and stature to advocate for human rights, although at the time, those positions may have been unpopular and were often controversial. From speaking out against apartheid in South Africa to revealing to the world his struggle with AIDS, Ashe never backed away from a difficult issue, even though doing so would have been easier. Winners of the Ashe Award strive to carry on Ashe's legacy in their own lives, inspired by those who do so each day. Okay? That's what the Arthur Ashe Award is for. We know who the 2014 winner of the Arthur Ashe Courage Award is. It is Michael Sam. Michael Sam is the Missouri defensive end who likely will be drafted by an NFL team this weekend. Likely will be drafted. What's your prediction at this point, Jason? Round 5, 6, 7, or higher? Five. You say five, but no higher than five. Okay, I agree. We'll see. I'm going to say 6. Could be 7. The Missouri defensive end, who likely will be drafted, will receive the award given to individuals who transcend sports. Sam, the SEC Defensive Player of the Year, has announced that he is gay, making him set to become the first openly gay player in the NFL. He said in an interview with ABC's Good Morning America on Tuesday that he hopes to inspire other athletes. I just feel like, you know, because I came out, was the first one to do it, I think I can be a beacon for others, young athletes, who are maybe gay or maybe not, he said. And I think I could be a beacon for this people, a light that, like, hey, I could be comfortable in my own skin and be Michael Sam. He said in his GMA interview that it has always been his dream to play in the NFL. All right, well, you know, okay, ESPN is honoring Sam for his courage and honesty that resonates beyond sports. I'm very honored to be presented with the Arthur Ashe Award. Hang on, Jason. I'm very honored to be presented with the Arthur Ashe Award. He said, it is about courage. You know, I don't think there's anything courageous I did. I look forward to when we can live a life in a world when gays don't have to come out in public. You didn't have to. Does Michael Sam, now you heard the description of the Arthur Ashe Award. Let me just read the heart of it again. Recipients reflect the spirit of Arthur Ashe, possessing strength in the face of adversity, courage in the face of peril, and the willingness to stand up for their beliefs no matter what the cost. Based on that criteria, does Michael Sam, and I don't know who else in sport this year I would award it to, but based on that criteria, do you think he deserves it? 406-1360, 888-455-1360. I have very specific thoughts on this. I want to hear yours first. It's 10:14.
Follow Jerry on Twitter. Go to jerrybatershow.com.